spot. Let's keep the night glowing. I don't ever wanna stop. I'll never leave this floor. Got my need to blow. Sky is turning blue. Let it clear the slow. Lips stay on the red. Bass is about to blow. Sinking in my teeth.
Any update, Scotty B, about you caressing your daughter's friend's arm while she's sleeping in a dark bedroom?
No, I've heard nothing else since then. I'm pretty sure that that girl is about to go back to college and we'll forget all about it.
Yeah, oh, no. And tell all her college friends.
Well, yeah. I don't think you wanted for her to forget. She just needs to just totally understand it did not come from a place of creepiness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm pretty sure my daughter
told
her.
She needs to remember it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure my daughter told her. I think we're all good. I mean, I'm not going to reach out and say, hey, so sorry. I mean, that's just weird.
Yeah, you've already reached out. You don't need to do that.
All right. I mean it.
Not funny. I'm being serious. God. Y100 Miami is getting static. Can we check into that, please?
Yeah.
Yes.
They're hearing other stations. It may be what's called galactic funk. We don't know what's going on. We'll check it out.
That's the scientific term, right?
It is. Yeah. It is. Speaking of Miami, as I announced yesterday, it was a soft announce. Our Scream truck is going to launch in South Florida. It's going to happen like the week after Labor Day. So excited about that. Let's all be there. Let's all be there for the big launch. There's no talent fee, but just show up. Let's see what else. Oh, does anyone here know or remember Columbia House?
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me be the first to tell you, since I'm the oldest one. When I was a kid and I started listening to vinyl on my own, not my brother's, I saw this ad. It said, if you send us a penny, we'll send you 13 albums.
Oh, yeah.
So I went, okay. I checked them off, took no time at all, and here comes a box. I opened it up, and there's Billy Joel. There's whoever else is in there. 13 albums for a penny. And I sent them a penny. I mailed it in an envelope.
What a steal.
Yep.
Exactly. And then they tell you you have to buy 10 more at regular price.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Our parents wanted to kill us.
Okay, so you did it too, Danielle?
Of course. Everybody did it because it was the most exciting thing. And then you didn't read the fine print. And then your parents wound up having to pay. And they were not happy because you couldn't get out of it.
That was Columbia House.
Right.
That was Columbia House. Now, was it vinyl for you or was it 8-track tapes or cassettes?
I think it was cassettes for me, if I remember right. It was the cassettes. Yeah.
Right. Anyone else?
I was CDs. Gandhi? Yeah, I was CDs. I did.
It was CDs for $1, though. You got.
Oh, God.
But here's my question, because I don't remember doing it. When you sent your penny in, and then they said you have to buy 10 more now, how did they enforce that? Because there was no credit. It wasn't a credit card, right?
They would do like monthly choices, and you had to decline the monthly choice. If you didn't decline it, they sent it to you automatically, and you were on the hook for it.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah.
How do they collect?
There you go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have a collection agency or a department.
Yeah.
I mean, they were... Well, so the reason I bring it up, and obviously they did collect Gandhi, because Froggy says they just went out of business just now.
What?
Yeah.
They've been around until now. What are they doing?
It says in the mid-1990s, they generated more than $1 billion a year in revenue. That's how much money they were making.
A billion? Okay. Dude, how did they do that?
I used to date someone that worked there.
they used to have one old lady in the background telling people to pay up.
They're still operating as a DV and Blu-ray business, and that's what they're shutting down. So they're not doing CDs, cassettes, or vinyl. They were going to relaunch vinyl. They talked about relaunching vinyl in 2015, but it did not happen. So they've just been doing Blu-ray and DVD.
Gotcha. Wow.
So, Daniel, you dated someone from Columbia House?
I dated someone who worked there. You know, I mean, there didn't seem like there was anything weird going on. He just seemed like a nice guy. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I'm not saying something weird was going on. I mean, obviously, if it generated billions of dollars, then okay.
You know what it says? So it got introduced in 1967 to drive massive consumer engagement, the sweepstakes hook in 1967. Well, look, no purchase necessary.
If you were in the record business, which is what we called it back then, because they were records, I'm sure that they were a great avenue to get it out, get the music out there. Yeah. You know, I don't know. Cassettes, CDs. I don't know if they ever did 8 tracks. That was a bum couple of years.
They started in 1955 is when they launched their business model, 1955. Wow. So they probably were doing 8 tracks.
That's crazy.
1955 was not 8 tracks. That was not until the 70s, wasn't it? 60s or 70s?
I remember buying 8 tracks in the 70s. So, yes.
God, that's back when they were phonograph records in the 50s. But no, 8 tracks, that was the worst technology ever to deliver music, ever.
So...
I mean, if it was a long song, it would change channels in the middle of the song. Do you remember that?
What's the difference between a cassette and an 8-track? Like, I know the 8-track was bigger, but like, how?
I'll totally tell you.
They work differently? How do they work differently?
Okay, an 8-track is a continuous tape that goes in a circle. Like carts used to be in our business.
Okay,
no one else knows what that means.
Okay.
And it would have 4 channels of stereo audio. So when it got to the end of the first, when it would clunk clunk to the second channel, then clunk clunk to the third, it would make that noise. And if it was like a long song, like Bye Bye Miss American Pie by whoever, Don McLean, dating myself, it would clunk clunk in the middle of the friggin' song. It was the worst technology ever.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
And you could press the different buttons and hear the different songs that the tape was going over at that same time.
Oh.
It's almost like the songs were all side by side and you choose the channel you want.
Yeah. It was stupid.
It was dumb,
I didn't know that.
It was ridiculous.
Okay, gotcha.
Stupid.
So Columbia House is out of business. They decided to roll up. But what a weird memory. Yeah, Nate.
So their whole business model was duping small children into sending a penny. Like basically
sure seems
that.
Like that. No, not sending the penny. Well, yeah, sending the penny, because they would actually mail you a penny and say, hey, send this back to us. And we'll give you 13 albums. It's like getting kids to try the crack on the on the playground.
Oh, my God.
Just it's all you need.
Were they the ones that showed up your house with the big check, too?
That was
Publisher's Clearing House.
It's another scam.
That was another scam, wasn't it?
The old drunk sidekick would show up with $1 billion. Yes, yes, you won. Yes, you are a millionaire, sir. Yes.
You know that wasn't Publishers Clearing House with that guy, Ed McMahon.
What was that one?
The competitor.
What was the competitor?
Oh, that's right.
It was a competitor.
That was American Family Publishing.
American Family Publishing.
Yeah, they went out of business first. I worked for Publishers Clearing House. I worked there. It was great.
You did?
Did you deliver balloons and millions of dollars?
No, I opened envelopes.
Oh. This is one of the big Mandela effect things, because people think that there was a mess up in the Matrix, and that it was Ed McMahon, it was Publishers Clearing House, until we went on different timelines.
Was that the same thing, though? Send money and they send you like a bunch of books or something?
It was magazines.
That's
random. And then
products.
Okay. Yeah. I have to bring us back to the current year, because we've been time traveling. Can we come back to 2020, almost 2027?
Okay.
Can we bring it back?
Okay. It's kind of the same thing now as the free trials, right? Where they're like, you 3 days for free. Don't worry about it. It'll be fine. And then 6 months later, you're like, I've paid how much? Yep, you forget.
Dude.
Damn. You forgot to cancel.
If I sign up for a free trial, I canceled the day I sign up for the free trial. I'm like, I'm not getting hit with this later down the road.
The same for streaming, stuff like that?
Yeah.
Shows?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, moving on. We have so much to do here. Let's get to this game. Scary, do you have any music for this? Here we go. Oh, yes. Go ahead, set it up, Gandhi.
Okay, so today is a day where we celebrate bad poetry. That is the national day today. So I thought we could take a look at some of the dumbest lyrics that we all maybe sing along to or didn't know were in the songs that we love, and let Elvis do a spoken word version of it, and you just guess what the song is.
Do we have anyone to play this?
Sure. Katie's on line 12.
Oh, Katie. Oh, hi, Katie from Roxbury, New Jersey. Ready to play?
Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Yes. So do you play along with the Gandhi games all the time and find yourself disappointed in some of the contestants?
So my husband and I play the replay together every Thursday when we go on a date night.
Oh.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's so what we do.
So you think you're going to be the contestant that does not disappoint?
I'm hoping that he will because I'm really bad at it. So he's right here.
Okay, good. I'm glad there's two of you because according to Nate, time is of the essence. Let's go. According to Gandhi, stupid lyrics. By the way, if you're the person who wrote some of these lyrics, it's Gandhi who called them stupid, not us.
Some of them are stupid.
Right? All right. Here we go. Do we have the music? Okay, here we go. Here's stupid lyric song number one. Oh, my God.
Sometimes I feel.
Gandhi,
we're not doing this right.
Yeah, what? We're not?
It's supposed to be spoken word, so you're supposed to read the lyric, and then they're supposed to guess the name of the song.
Oh, no. Oh, we're so bad at spoken word. We're so bad. We like this one better.
Now I'm the dumb one. Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't see my theme music, so I thought... So pretend you didn't hear that. And by the way, a lot of fans of that artist are going to be very upset at you today.
It's on a list.
It's now time for stupid lyrics. Okay, ready? Sometimes I feel like everybody's a sexy baby, and I'm a monster on the hill. All right. Dude, we just need the name of the song, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what song?
Oh, it's Taylor Swift, Antihero.
Antihero. Absolutely, that's correct.
How'd you know?
Sometimes I feel like everybody.
She sings it. It doesn't sound stupid.
Right.
It sounds good. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to save face. All right. Here we go. Okay. Listen closely. You name it, I can claim it. Young, black, and famous, with money hanging out the anus.
Poetry.
Poetry. What song title do you have?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Anyone in the room? Does anyone know?
No. You guys are going to kick yourselves. It's Can't Nobody Hold Me Down. What?
It's Puff and Mace.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, you've heard it.
Name it, I could claim it. Young, black, and famous. With money hanging out the anus.
All right.
Oh, my God. That's
Let's just keep moving.
Money in your anus. I don't
keep
know.
Moving. Well, keep moving. Keep moving now. Me not working hard? Yeah, right. Picture that with a Kodak. Or better yet, go to the Times Square and take a picture of me with a Kodak. What song is that?
Oh, no. Picture me with a Kodak.
You got this. Come on, you got this. You got it.
It's so much harder when I'm... when you're talking it. We're so bad.
I know. Okay, anyone in the room know what that's from?
I think Give Me Everything from Pitbull and Neo.
Danielle, did you have it?
Yeah, I think so. I said it was Pitbull.
I really wanted you to... Yeah, there you go. It's Give Me Everything.
Me not working hard. Yeah, right. Picture that with a Kodak. Or better yet, go to Times Square. Take a picture of me with a Kodak.
All right, here's another. You'll get this one, I promise. Are you ready? Here we go. And I'm like, get up, out my face. Before I turn around and spray your ass with mace, my lips make you wanna have a taste. You got that? I got the bass.
Good trainer.
Is it Fergie, London Bridge?
Yeah, that's it!
Wow.
You got it!
Good job! Damn. Awesome!
That's incredible.
Yeah, do we have four? Do we have it pulled up?
Get up on my face. Boy, turn around and spray it with me. My lips make you want to have a taste. You got that?
Right.
I got the bass.
Now you're on fire. Here we go.
That sounds so good.
Now, you're going to get this one. Ready? What you gonna do with all that junk? All that junk inside your trunk? I'm going to get you drunk, get you love drunk off my hump.
My humps?
Yay!
Yeah! Good job!
All
junk inside your trunk.
I'ma get you drunk, get you love drunk off my hump.
Off my hump. Yep. Mm-hmm. And I must disagree with this one.
Oh.
But a lot of people think this is a stupid lyric because of a rhyming issue, I think.
Yes.
I don't know. It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. The regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin.
Billy Joel's Piano Man.
Yeah, that is.
That's it. 9 o'clock on a Saturday.
And the reason why it sounds stupid is because it's supposed to be gin and tonic. But tonic doesn't rhyme with the word in.
To his tonic and gin.
Okay. But it's on a list, right? A list of stupid lyrics?
It is on the list, yeah.
Okay. Okay, try this one. I think you'll do. You're doing really well now.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find the words to describe this girl without being disrespectful. Damn, girl, damn. You's a sexy bitch. A sexy bitch. Oh,
Nate on his last date.
What song is that from?
Can you read that one more time?
Oh, really? Okay. It's pretty easy. I'ma try to find the words to describe this girl without being disrespectful. Damn, girl, damn. You're a sexy bitch. A sexy bitch.
Bitch. He's a sexy bitch. Damn, he's a sexy bitch.
You're saying it.
Okay.
Is that the name sexy of the bitch song? Is that the name of the song?
Yeah, that's the name of the song.
Yes, it is. There you go.
I mean, Con, at least he David said Guetta. He didn't want to be disrespectful. That was very nice of him.
Right. Exactly.
Settled on that. Yeah,
he saved face, right, Danielle? You're right.
I think so.
All right, here we go. New Kids on the Block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick. And I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer. For the summer.
I love this song.
Summer Girls, LFO.
Yeah!
Had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick. And I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer. For the summer.
All right, let's see if we can get this one. These are songs with lyrics that some people think are stupid. Here we go. Put you in a mansion somewhere in Wisconsin. Like I said, ain't nothing to the pain. We can change that last name. What's happening?
Put you in the last name. And you make it so cool. Wanna put it all not bartender.
Oh gosh, what is it? You're almost there.
We're circling the airport.
Yes, say that.
T-Pain.
Yes!
Somewhere in Wisconsin. Like I said, ain't nothing to the pain. We can change the last name. What's happening?
Okay. You're doing great.
You're doing awesome. It's an awful lyric.
All right. Let's see. Finally. Lucky that my lips not only mumble, they spill kisses like a fountain. Lucky that my breasts are small and humble, so you don't confuse them with mountains.
No, that's not J-Lo. Super Bowl. Oh, my God.
Yes, do it.
No. Zootopia. Shakira.
Shakira, what's the name of the song?
Yeah, he got it.
Well, yeah, that's it. Good job. You did it. You know what? They did so well.
Hey,
Diamond,
awesome.
You did it.
Really?
Diamond,
awesome.
Thank you. You gave us great contestants. And I love the fact that you worked together on this. This is awesome. Congratulations.
Excellent. That was very impressive.
You did it.
That
was great. Very. I didn't think you were going to get it. You did it. What do you have for them?
Well, they did such a good job. I hope you can split this $500 thanks to our friends at Top Dog Law.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's beautiful. Look at that. That is more cash coming out the anus right there.
Well,
not my lyric.
Now we have to let our three kids in the door and get them ready for school.
So. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sorry. But you at least you closed the door and had some fun. Congratulations. Thanks to our friends at TopDogLaw.com. $500 on the way. Hold on one second, okay? Money on the way. We love you because Top Dog Law gets you top dollar. You've heard the commercials.
Yeah,
they're not lying. You're going to hear one soon. Get ready for it. Brace yourself. TopDogLaw.com. Go there. If you think that maybe you've been wronged, let them make it right. And thanks to TopDogLaw.com, $500 out the door. We loved it. That was a great game, Gandhi. Congratulations. You did it. You did it. It was a win all the way around.
Elvis Duran.
He just keeps opening his mouth.
And the morning show.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level. Through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
I let it fall, my heart, and as it fell, you rose to claim it. It was dark, and I was over, until you kissed my lips, and you saved me. My hands, they were strong, but my knees were far too weak.
Turn up.
Turn it up.
The best music plays here.
Yeah.
C100.
This one is for the boys with the booming system. Top town AC with the cooling system. When he come up in the club, he be blazing up. Got stacks on deck like he's saving up. And he ill, he real, he might got a deal. He pop bottles and he got the right kind of bill. He cold, he dope, he might sell. He always in the air, but he never fly couch. He a drip, drip, seller or the drip, drip. When he make a kiss him on a lip, lip. That's the kind of dude I was looking for. And yes, you'll get slapped if you're looking. I said, excuse me, you're a hell of a guy. I mean, my, you're like Pelican Fly. I mean, you're so shy, and I'm loving your tie. You're like slicker than the guy with the thing on his eye. Oh, yes, I did, yes, I did. Somebody please tell him who the I is. I am Nicki Minaj, I'm at them dudes up. That cooped up and chucked the boots up. In the polos, entrepreneur in the mogos. He can ball with the cool, he can sow loud. But I think I like him better when he's out loud. And I think I like him better with the fitted cap on. He ain't even gotta try to put the Mac on. He just gotta give me that look. When he give me that look, then the excuse me, you're a hell of a guy. You know I really got a thing for American guys. I mean, sigh, sickening eyes. I can tell that you're in touch with your feminine side. Yes, I did, yes, I did. Somebody please tell him who I is. I am Nicki Minaj, I'm acting dudes up. Back coops up and chuck the deuce up.
Feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up, girl?
Grab my glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit this city.
Let's
before
go.
I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking pedicure on our toes, toes. Trying on all our clothes, clothes. Boys blowing up our phones, phones. Drop top and playing our favorite CDs. Selling up to the parties. Trying to get a little bit tipsy. Don't stop, make it pop, DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick-tock on the clock, but the party don't stop, no. Don't stop, make it pop, DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick-tock on the clock, but the party don't stop, no. But I'm already here. And now the dudes are lining up, cause they hear we got swagger. But we kick them to the curb unless they look like Mick Jagger. I'm talking about everybody getting crunk, crunk. Boys try to touch my junk, junk. Gonna smack him if he getting too drunk, drunk. Nah, nah. or the police shut us down, down. Police shut us down, down. Ho, ho, shut us down. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick-tock on the clock, but the party don't stop, no. Oh, 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 oh. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick-tock on the clock, but the party don't stop, no. Oh, 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 oh. You build me up, you break me down. My heart. Walk in. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick-tock on the clock, but the party don't stop, no. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick-tock on the clock, but the party don't stop.
Call us at 1-800-242-0100.
Oh, my goodness.
This is Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
So excited about what's going on at Baja Mar in the Bahamas. We're going down for the big the Bahamas Culinary and Arts Festival. We love food. We love art. So there you go. We love the Bahamas and we love Baja Mar. Baja Mar Resort is stunningly gorgeous. But we can't go by ourselves. We'll get lonely. We want you to join us as well. You could actually win a trip for two to join us for 3 nights at Baja Mar Resort and 2 gold weekend passes to the Culinary and Arts Festival. It's going on the weekend of October 21st through the 25th. We'll also fly you there. How about that? We'll fly you home, too. That's the bad news. You have to come home. If you want to see the rules, if you want to enter to win, do it now at ElvisDuran.com. That's going to be pretty amazing. Let's get into the 3 things we need to know from Gandhi. And we got a phone tap on the way. We got lots of stuff on the way. All right, so you're up next. Gandhi, what's going on?
All right. President Trump is defending his directive to the Pentagon to scale back joint military exercises with South Korea. Trump told reporters he had spoken with South Korea's president about getting some help with Iran and was turned down. He said he was disappointed with the response given the U.S. has 39,000 troops stationed there guarding against any attack from North Korea and as such will be scaling down. A landmark trial against Meta begins with opening statements today. California, Colorado, Kentucky, and New Jersey are seeking $1.4 trillion in damages, alleging the company engineered its sites for making people addicted and getting them hooked, especially teens and children. Meta has already lost 2 similar types of lawsuits this year in Los Angeles and in New Mexico. And finally, a major study shows that drinking at least 1 soda or other sugar-sweetened beverage a day more than doubles the risk of stomach cancer. That is compared to people who don't consume beverages like soda, juice with added sugar, and energy drinks. Researchers at Mass General Brigham Cancer Center have published their findings after analyzing data from 100,000 study participants over several decades. Artificially sweetened drinks do not show the same risk. And those are your 3 things.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
These guys are getting really hot.
I mean, no.
You're entertaining. I learn things.
He thinks redhead people smell like cheese.
Look, that's just been my experience.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post-Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
I throw my hands up in
my plans, 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 plans. I'm wearing all my favorite brands, 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 brands. Give me some space for both my hands, 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 hands. You, you, cause it goes on and on and on. Came to move, 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 move. Get out the way of me and my crew, 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 crew. I'm in the club, so I'm gonna do, 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 do. Just what the crew came here to do, 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 do. Yep, yep, cause it goes on.
Budget stretch isn't one of them. According to an independent study, Amazon prices average 14% lower than other retailers. Get food, fashion, furniture, and more shipped straight to your building. Plus, another study found Amazon Prescription Pass customers pay nearly one-third less out of pocket. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This hour
brought to you by Top Dog Law. Call them for any accident, big or small. Go to topdoglaw.com. That's topdoglaw.com.
Duncan, traffic.
It's not easy traveling on Staten Island right now, eastbound on the expressway into exit 9. It's a big pothole. It has been there since the overnight. They've got the right lane blocked with some heavy delays there. And then once you're past that, trying to head towards the Verrazano Bridge, Brooklyn bound upper level. They just wrapped up an accident in Queens, northbound Cross Island into the LIE. That is a crash. You've got at least one lane blocked off. And some delays are building up westbound Cross Bronx to the outbound George Washington Bridges with that road work on the lower level. Inbound, you're about 35, upper 20 for the lower. Lincoln 25 and the Holland 35. This report is sponsored by Staples. All right, it's officially the most wonderful time of the year at Staples. They've got back-to-school supplies as low as 25 cents, up to 40% off select tech, 20% off for teachers and more. Check out all the deals at staples.com/back-to-school. Staples, that was easy. I'm Bernie Viter with Total Traffic on Z100.
New York City weather.
We got clouds mixed with sun today. Humid, highs around 83. Then tonight, rolling back to 71 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny, hot, high 87. Right now, 75 at Z100.
This report is sponsored by Mattress Warehouse of New York City.
The Mattress Warehouse Labor Day Super Sale is going on now. Save up to $900 on adjustable mattress sets from Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, and Stearns & Foster. Plus, enjoy 0% interest financing and next day delivery. Upgrade your sleep and save only at Mattress Warehouse.
I like Danielle because she's the crazy, loud mom, just like me.
She makes me smile.
And the Z100 Morning Show.
I live my day as if it was the last. Live my day as if there was no past. Doing it all night, all summer. Doing it the way I wanna. Yeah, I'ma dance my heart out till the dawn.
Scary?
I do.
All right, what's it all about?
So Deshaun is an actor, and his agent Dirk has had trouble getting him work right now. So Dirk thought it would be funny if I called Deshaun from the big production that his agent finally got him work on. Unfortunately, this is probably not the kind of acting gig that Deshaun had in mind.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Deshaun. Really, please.
Hey, this is him.
Deshaun, what's up? It's Chase Price from Typecasting Agency. What are you doing?
Hey, what's going on, man? I'm working my part-time. Let me step out real quick.
Did Dirk talk to you about the film?
He told me a little bit about it, but not much. I was expecting the script. You know, I want to read the script, so when I get there, I'm ready.
Just make sure you bring your bulletproof vest, and we'll see you at 8 o'clock tomorrow.
A bulletproof vest? I don't own a bulletproof vest.
Oh, you know what? We have a couple of them that we've used in our last couple of films.
Okay.
We should be good.
I'm confused, man. So you just want me to show up tomorrow?
The gunman is going to take 7 shots right at you.
Gunman.
And then you're going to fall to the floor.
But I thought I had speaking lines.
You do. You do have a line in here.
Can you tell me what the line is?
Yeah. It's...
I'm just going to die in the movie? There's no speaking lines?
There's a dramatic moment in the film. The camera's going to zoom out as far back as possible, about 100 feet, and way in the distance, from behind, we're going to see your silhouette. And the gunman's going to take 7 shots at you, and you're going to scream and fall to the floor.
I need to get my agent on the phone, man, because that's not what I was told. I was told I had a speaking role.
And yes, you do speak. And
no, I'm not speaking. I'm screaming. There's two different things, man.
But that's a line. It is a line.
It's not a line.
It's
that's not a line, man.
You're in the shot.
Man, no, I'm getting shot. I'm not in the shot. I need to speak to my agent and possibly get the casting director.
Get him on the phone. Hold on 1 second.
Get my agent on the phone.
Hold on. Let me dial him.
And why would I need a bulletproof vest? It's Hollywood. It's not like you use real bullets.
We're going to be using real bullets, so we want to make sure that you're as safe as possible.
What? Man, isn't there some law in Hollywood that you can't use real bullets? This is Dirk.
Hi, Dirk. This is Chase Price from Typecasting Agency. I have your client, Deshaun Merlin, on the phone with me.
Oh, Deshaun, great.
Dirk, you need to talk to these people, man.
What?
Dirk, there's no speaking line. I'm not saying anything. I'm getting shot from 100 feet away with my back to the camera, and they want me to bring a damn bulletproof vest because they're using real bullets. Dirk, what did you get me into?
Deshaun, come on, man. You know you're my guy.
And you told me I was in 2 scenes and I had speaking lines. I'm not even speaking. You know the captain of direct said, that's my speaking line.
Oh, you are in 2 scenes. The second scene, we're going to put you in a casket, drop you down 6 feet, and we're going to put dirt over you.
Dude, that's against the law. You can't do that. We don't have a stunt double.
It's only going to be for 4 hours.
Deshaun, this is your break, man. This is just get you there, brother.
They want to bury me, man. How am I going to breathe if I'm 6 feet under?
We have the technology. We're going to have tubes up your nose, and that's
Hey, casting director, you shut the up. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to my agent. Dirk, do something about
this, man. This is industry standard stuff, Deshaun. I don't know why you're freaking out, man.
It's not industry standard for me to be shot by a real gun buried 6 feet under.
How do I get you work if you don't take the work I get you? This is where
you have me working. I don't think it's a good role. Months. That's why I'm working my part-time job, man. You promised me a speaking line, man.
Deshaun,
10 years, 5 years signing you, man. You promised me a speaking line. All those white actors that you manage, you get those guys speaking lines. You can't give me a speaking line?
Everything here in the contract that Dirk signed on your behalf is here, okay?
Wait, hold on, but it's signed on my behalf.
Yeah. He signed
it. You forging my name now? Man, you know what, man? Your movie. I'm an actor. I went to school 4 years for this,
but
man.
You have to act dead. Do you know how to act dead?
I graduated. I got a career acting, man, not to get shot and buried, man. This. No, I'm going to suffocate, man.
You're not going
to
suffocate. Our tubes have been tested.
Dude, I'm going to suffocate. There's no ventilation down there, man. Dude,
it's only failed twice.
This is so disrespectful for me as an actor, man. 4 years of school, and you want to shoot me and bury me? Dude, I'm going to die for real.
We're doing you a favor. We're going to make you a star. You're an undiscovered. You're going to be...
You can't make me a star. They won't even see me.
At the end of this, we're going to put the project up on YouTube, and maybe we can...
YouTube. This is a big budget movie, I thought. Why would it be on YouTube?
No. We need a big budget, so we're filming a raw version of it. We're putting it on Kickstarter.
Hold on, so you call me for a YouTube video? So you going to tape on your iPhone?
No, we got cameras. I got a GoPro.
No, man, I'm not doing your YouTube video, man. Dirk, I'm not doing it.
If this movie makes money, you get paid, man. That's the good thing about it.
It's going to make money, man. It's on YouTube.
But that's the thing, man.
It's a movie, man. It's a YouTube clip, man.
You never know. It could go viral.
No, man.
That's who we're shooting for right now. Viral, man.
Justin Bieber started on YouTube. Look what it did for his music.
Man, I ain't Justin Bieber, man. I'm not Justin Bieber. I'm an actor, man.
How about you be the star of a phone tap? Could we work on that one? Because I think that you already are.
What? What's up?
This is Scary Jones, Elvis Duran in the Morning Show, and Dirk is playing a phone tap.
So this is a joke?
Yeah, it's a radio program. The whole film is a joke. There's
no movie.
No, there is no gig. You're going nowhere tomorrow.
Any directors out there, hire me. And hey, I need a new agent, too.
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap. Only on Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Audible's high-quality production gets you more out of every story. Immerse yourself in the story with star-studded casts, music, and sound design. Discover something unexpected. Audible, stories that speak to you. New members can start listening with a 30-day free trial at audible.com/Elvis.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post-Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
-4 degrees, and I get what you say.
and the Z100 Morning Show.
Wake me up. In the morning, Z100.
I could be the twist, the one to make you stop. The icing on your cake, the cherry on the top. It's heaven in my heart, and we could find you some space. I could be the world to you, the missing piece, the extra sentimental kind of chemistry. Some people make it hard.